AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia says it is evacuating the country's diplomatic personnel from Ukraine because they received threats. The U.S. says Russian actions in eastern Ukraine amount to an invasion. European countries are responding with strong sanctions against Russia. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is telling President Biden,
impose the toughest possible sanctions. The toughest possible sanctions. Now,
Ukraine's Foreign Affairs Minister Dmytro Kuleba says a strong Ukraine is the best deterrence of Russia.
We are a peaceful nation. We never attacked anyone. We are not seeking war. We want to find solutions through diplomacy. But if the war is imposed on us by President Putin, we will be defending ourselves.
Russian lawmakers have authorized President Putin to use military force outside the country. All three defendants convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia have now been convicted of hate crimes.
Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, was not surprised by both the state murder charges along with the federal hate crime verdicts.
The way Ahmaud left here, I knew that we would get victory on the state level and in the federal level.
And the jury's conclusion that all three men targeted Arbery because he was black was backed by Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department has a legal obligation to prosecute hate crimes. And as Americans, all of us have a moral obligation to combat the hatred and bigotry that motivates those crimes.
Garland added that Arbery's family and his friends should be preparing to celebrate his 28th birthday later this spring, not mourning the second anniversary of his death tomorrow. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near a Utah ski resort during a National Guard training exercise. No crew members were hurt in the accident near Snowbird Ski Resort. This is AP News. Jury selection is wrapping up in the trial of a former Kentucky police officer involved in the deadly narcotics raid that left Breonna Taylor dead.
Attorneys will be back in court to winnow down a pool of 48 people to 12 jurors and three alternates. Former officer Brett Hankson is being tried on charges of wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment of one of Taylor's neighbors on the night of the March 2020 drug raid. While his shots did not hit Taylor, he's the only one charged in connection to her death. He was fired from the force. The trial is expected to begin Wednesday and last about 2 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
The trial of an Ohio doctor accused in multiple hospital deaths began with the defendant, Dr. William Heusel, turning down a possible last-minute plea deal and jurors hearing two sides of what led to the deaths of 14 patients under the doctor's care. Heusel says he was providing comfort for dying patients, not trying to kill them. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.